Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. I'm Ben Huber, a missionary at Damascus. We're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're reflecting on Mark 12, verses 28 through 34. And I'm so excited to start off this day with you guys. So let's just go ahead and begin in a time of prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good and gracious God, I just bless you and thank you so much for the gift of today. I ask that you center our hearts here this morning. We allow you, Holy Spirit, to come and speak to us, guide us, and just give us peace here today. Thank you, Jesus. In your name, amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. So the question before we get into the passage here today, my friends, is if Jesus came today, would you have wished you had given him more? I'm going to say that again. If Jesus came today, would you have wished that you would have given him more? So let's go to Mark 12, verses 28 to 34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than he,' and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than any and all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. Raise your hand if this passage is a little bit challenging for you. Okay, but if you're driving, you got to keep your hands on the wheel, okay? Yes, do you think that you can live your life with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your heart? Yes, I hope that we all can say that, yes, we can live like this. And I think sometimes we hear this passage and we're like, how do I do this? How do I live my life in such a way that I'm giving everything to Jesus? Because we all have the universal call to holiness and mission by our lives. We have the call to love Jesus with our full self. We have a call to activate that love unto the world by our lives. And so I want to give you guys a three-step model to think about. How can I be present to Jesus with my full mind, with my full heart, with my full soul, with all my strength each and every day? And it starts like this. We can be present to our God when we know and understand the promise that he is with us always. And how we do that is by this three little step process. And so the Lord has given us the gift of our imagination, our senses, our minds and our hearts and our bodies to communicate and to respond to him. And one of the ways in which I love to respond to God each and every day throughout the different circumstances, situations, everything that I get to experience in the ordinary day is I think about it like this. So each and every day I recognize and I know that there's an open heaven living over me, that the Father God is looking upon me with his love. And when I understand, when I see and know that Father is looking upon me in his love, in his goodness, in his richness, I can be so present to him. I can know who I am that day and who I'm called to be in response to Father. Just as he looks upon Jesus in the story of Christ's baptism, that's how Father God looks upon us. The second way that I think about being present to Jesus and knowing that I'm with him all, that knowing that God is with me always, is that the Lion of Judah, also known as another name or title that's given to Jesus, is right with me. He's right with me as my friend, as my brother, as the one who is walking right beside me. That as I go into maybe the different struggles, the different challenges of the day, I know that the Lion of Judah, the power of God, is walking with me and is right next to me as I take step into mission, into response of this love I have for God, which is so amazing that Jesus is with us. And then finally, I imagine and I picture that the Holy Spirit, the dove, the Holy Spirit, is upon my shoulder. And he is speaking words of truth, words of affirmation, casting out any lies or deception that I may come up against in my day, but that he is speaking into my life so I can speak in love in response to my neighbors, to my brothers, and to my sisters. And that's how we can be present to God. And that's how we can know and understand that he is with us always, that we can live with our full mind, body, soul, and strength. And with that being said, this is a gospel passage from Mark 12, verses 28 to 34. And once again, I'm Ben Huber, missionary at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net. Have a blessed day, everybody. God bless you.